mama, eh, oh mama, eh. This is the African baby, baby, funny on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you around Africa on disc, because this is going to be a super show. Today, later on, I'll be talking to Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. Hey man, the guy's hot and the music is good. So just relax. Straight from the capital city of Sierra Leone, that is Freetown, I'll be talking to Nasser Ayoub. So don't go away, relax, and let me take you on this wonderful trip. But let's start off today from Uganda with this beautiful lady, Angela Katatumba, in Let Me Love You. Beautiful music. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK from Cameroon, and Tuna Tesa by Bushi of Kenya. But right now, it's Angela Katatumba of Uganda in Let Me.
Baby, come on to me, I like the way you want me, feel you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me, love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby, hold you. Oh, baby, baby, touch you. Baby, come on to me, I like the way you want me.
Your love is sweet as banana. no be lie. My heart it go bum bum for you now. I just see sunshine in my life. I just see myself for your paradise. No be lie. Your love to make me feel alive. If you like sin, I won't do you the use. Your love to sweet past banana.
And Voice of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Saturday, you're not going Nipate mingi toka kule kile mpande Kisha budget kila siku mpaka hande Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona vinyoaji, tukona machera Tunde downtown, it's a super manguea Kavuka boda, kajagwa si issue Wakileta mama tina watupa kama tissue Tunakwenda nyambo, tunafunga bao Wanakuja kwetu, watuna shida now Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona vinyoaji, tukona machera Wanachonga, tunaponda ra Wanasipa, wanakufanja Tunapesa, wanatesa Hatulani, tunatesa
This is the African beat you've just listened to Tuna Tesa by Bushy of Kenya. And right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon and Let Me by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. This is the show that you don't want to miss. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 Universal Time on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy. The African beat will be right back.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember to join me and my guest later today, Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. I'll be talking to him via the phone straight from Freetown. And he's going to be my guest. And his music is really good. So I want you to stick and stay around. But right now, let's continue with some good music. Still fresh, a new kid on the block from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone. And this is Saful Saful from her new album, Bless Me. And right after that, Posa Ya Bolingo by Alicia Stelo G of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Yemi Alade of Nigeria comes in with Journey. But right now, Saful Saful by Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Stofresh. Baby,
Hello, this is Nasser Ayoub, all the way from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Join me on David Mandy's show, African Beat, on the VOA.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
I wake up every day to make my prayer. I'm looking for my honey. You're telling me this, you're telling me that. I say this is not for me. Johnny, do me corny. Johnny, do me corny. He's doing me this, he's doing me that. But I know what's him on me. He go Canada, he go Tokyo. Yesterday he say he de Morocco. He dance this sicko, he sing a willow. Na lie, na lie, na Pinocchio.
Music, looking out there for your journey. Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and right before that was Posa Yabolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Saful Saful by the great Stofresh from Sierra Leone. You're listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest from Freetown, Sierra Leone, Nasser Ayoub. Stay tuned for that.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Change of season, and you still don't want a new because you never change. Even though people still complain on you most time, I did just because. loss you never get. How could you remember, say that you could be with someone and never say sorry when you do something wrong? Do you think in this world there's one who can live alone? So don't think you are the one. Your motto, my bed. Now the top of the bed. Oh, something printed, I quit. Tato boso yagua. Bato bayon agua.
African beats. African beats. African beats. African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beats. You love the show, we love you, and we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And now, let's start the ball rolling. Remember, I told you about my guest, Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he is on the line to talk to you right now. Welcome to the African Beat, Nasser Ayoub.
Thank you very much for hosting me, my brother.
All right, that's the voice of Nasser Ayoub. But let me take the first track that I'm going to play from this great man's album. And this is fire. It is hot. I love this beat. Let's enjoy it before I bring you the real interview itself. This is Fire by Nasser Ayoub. Yes, beautiful music. Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. Well, Nasser, you are now on the African Beat, and this is one of your songs. This song is hot, man. It is called Fire. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Well, first of all, you know, once again, I would like to thank you for bringing me to your show. And, of course, you know, in Sierra Leone, everybody waits for, you know, VOA show, Mr. Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to this song, Fire, I just, you know, I'm a type of an artist, if you know, you know, bringing Afro-pop beats, you know, to the Sierra Leone. And I thought it fit that, you know, with a song like Fire, I think, you know, the dance floor can actually catch fire, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes, it was catching fire just now right here in the studio, man. I love it. All right. Well, it is such a beautiful beat that I was tempted to start off my interview with it, you know. But now, let me come directly to you. I know you are a musician and you're doing a lot of stuff out there. You've got so many other things that you do. But in a nutshell, just give me a little bit of an insight of who Nasser Ayoub is.
Excellent. Well, Nasser Ayoub was born in Kono, you know, in Sierra Leone. And I've been living my life, you know, all through my life in Sierra Leone. I went to school in Sierra Leone. I got married in Sierra Leone. I have two lovely kids who are in Sierra Leone. And as I speak to you currently, with all the Ebola stuff that has been going on, you know, in Sierra Leone, I'm still in Sierra Leone. And I'm the owner of Hotel Africanos in Sierra Leone. And the owner of Ayoub School in Sierra Leone also. So
wow.
Basically, Nasser Ayoub is all made in Sierra Leone.
I love that. Nasser Ayoub made in Sierra Leone.
Yes.
I love that. I know all this is coming out because when people look at you and because of your complexion, they say you are of Lebanese descent, people think that, oh, how can he be a Sierra Leonean?
See, basically, I look at it from another, you know, point of view. I've been fighting all along for citizenship, as you know, with regards to people like us born in Sierra Leone. But anyway...
And you've not got it?
No, according to the constitution, you have to be of Negro African descent, you know, to be a citizen. So this is a big problem that I'm facing right now. But nevertheless, you know, I take it that, you know, I think a document shouldn't actually tell who you are. Everybody knows I'm born in Sierra Leone and people love me here and people accept me as a Sierra Leonean. And until one day the constitution, you know, maybe 5 or 10 years from now, when it changes and they recognize somebody like me as a citizen, then fair enough. But at the meantime, Mr. Bandy, yes, I am a Sierra Leonean 100%.
And as far as I'm concerned, you are a Sierra Leonean. That is why we're talking
to
Nasser Ayoub, born and bred in Sierra Leone, Nasser Ayoub. Okay, now, I started talking with your music because your music has captured my mind. And I was listening to some of them and I said, oh, I need to talk to this guy. And you've just told me about some of the other stuff that you do, even before coming to that. You have a hotel, of Hotel African, right?
Yes, Africano. Yes.
Hotel Africana. And you have a school.
Yes, Ayoub School.
Ayoub School. And you're doing music. So music is just part-time?
Well, it started as a hobby. But, I mean, with the love I got and the respect and there's too much fans that are currently, you know, roaming the music industry in Sierra Leone, and you know, I think music has become one of my priorities. You could say,
okay,
music, yeah, it's one of my priorities in terms of same with my hotel, same with my school. I take it so serious now.
All right, where you're listening to the African beat out there, this is what I'm talking about. The guy says music is now a priority, but he has got a whole lot of other baggages that he's going along with, good ones for that matter. And you know, owning a hotel and running a school all by himself. Well, this is great achievement for this one wonderful Sierra Leonean, Nasser Ayoub. But let's take the next piece of music now. This one is Could You Be Loved. Who are you talking about? Is this personal?
Which one? Could You Be Loved?
Could You Be Loved. Are you asking somebody?
No, it's actually a remake of Bob Marley, you know?
I figured that out. I just wanted to think maybe there's something personal in that Nasser want people to be aware of.
Well, not actually.
All right, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right. I don't want to go too deep. All right, let's play the track now. Could You Be Loved, the remix from the great legend himself, Bob Marley. And now this is from our own Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. Let's get the beat on.
Party till the break of dawn. mix around me. The DJs play my favorite song. Tonight is one of a kind. Hope you're in the mood. We got a party till the break of dawn. Show me who's size party day. I really wanna know who's size party day. The DJs play my favorite song.
Yes, this is hot and it's funky. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I am David Vandy here in Washington, D.C., pushing and pulling the beats for you. My guest today is Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone. The man is a musician. He's a philanthropist. I can't name all of that. But the guy is just somebody else. And like they say about Lionel Messi, he is from another planet. But how do you put all of this together, Nasser, on a very serious note? I know that a lot of things have been going on in Sierra Leone with the Ebola crisis. But from what I have observed and what I have learned about you, you are steadily focused on what you do and what you believe should be done for the Sierra Leonean people. So how are you putting all of this together?
Sabandi, you see, when you love what you do, trust me, you'll find the time and you would excel in it. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. I don't think I can be a good DJ just like you, you know, because of what you love. The passion coming out of it is excellent. So with the things that I'm doing in Sierra Leone, these are things that I truly, truly love, you know, with regards to, business and with regards to music and with regards to giving the Sierra Leonean public, you know, the right information on social media, et cetera. So these are the things I truly love and it's a passion, you know. And I'm sure, you know, bringing music with business, so it's more like, you know, work hard, play hard, you know.
Okay, that sounds good. And how is the hotel business coming on?
Well, it was good before, you know, the Ebola crisis. After the Ebola crisis, of course, we all know that, you know, no more tourists and no more, you know, business people coming in. It was only, you know, doctors, and the doctors that were coming in, you know, couldn't just stay anywhere. You know, they were very strictly, you know, under observations. Mm-hmm. But I think in the next 3 months after Ebola, I think business should start to boom again, you know, because we have everything you want in Sierra Leone, you know.
And you know, with doing all what you're doing like that, you know, owning that hotel and running a school, it means you're also creating employment for the unemployed in Sierra Leone.
Of course. And I wish I can create even more because, you see, Mr. Bandy, being in Sierra Leone all this while, during the rebel war and now Ebola and, you know, during all this period of time, I think I know exactly what the youths are going through, you know. So, this is what I can do at the moment. But hopefully, I wish I would, you know, I think I can do more. And I think, you know, I would love to help more, you know what I mean.
Okay, thank you so much, and we appreciate that. Well, my guest is Nasser Ayoub from Sierra Leone, and we have some other tracks coming up, but I just want you to listen to this track very carefully. I'm going to play the next song, and after that, Nasser will talk about it. It is called Survival. I saw the video of this song, and it's excellent, and I just want to play it. I want you out there to listen to the lyrics of this song, and then after that, Nasser will talk about it. Let's get the song now, Survival.
As I'm standing in front of you, I've been a victim too. Lord knows I cried so hard, 'cause the pain wasn't easy true. I never wanted this for me, so stop pointing fingers at me. Oh, if I be no, I fall down, fix every precaution. Now way I don't know, I end up on this situation. Please don't point fingers at me. I can be your brother, be your uncle, be your papa. You can be me sister, be me auntie, be me mama. Please don't point fingers at me.
some people want for make a more hard. The car with the ball. It's the headline all over. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Cause I'm not a virus. I'm only human. As I look around, all eyes on me. I don't even get no family. Everybody died through a bone. This sick kid don't really, really mourn. But I still survive. Every day I thank the Most High. I know better pass you when you will don't die. So Papa, I thank you for the life. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Mali to Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Guinea to Liberia. Every day we cry for our lost souls. Yeah. Ebola make we lock all we borders now. We know the evil prison with our brothers now. Everything is so confusing. Yeah. I lost my mother and so I was quarantined. 21 days trusting of the community. For they alone, a house with no family. And now I can't for deal with this society. Please don't judge me. Please don't point fingers at me. Cause I'm not the virus.
I am a Sierra Leonean.
I'm a survivor.
Survivor by Nasser Ayub. Nasser, tell people about this song. Why did you come up with this song? You've got some hot beats, some dance beats out there that we've been playing on the show and people love to dance to them. But now you decided to just change the whole tempo and come with this song of sensitization and education. Talk about this song a little bit.
Well, yes, Mr. Bandy. You know, with all the Ebola survivors we had, you know, in Africa, especially in Sierra Leone, you know, I thought they were left alone somehow, you know, stigmatization. And you know how it is when somebody actually comes out of Ebola, you know, the locals here treated them in a way, you know, stigmatization. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I thought it said that, you know, if Nasser Ayub has a voice and the people, you know, love this voice, and I can actually bring out a message which is, you know, talking about these survivors of Ebola, you know, in my voice, I think I can create an impact. And, you know, as soon as the music was out with the video, trust me, you could say 90% of Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone, this is their favorite music. It makes them feel so good when we listen to it because basically you could say, you know, the whole story of a survivor is in that, you know, song, you know, from 21 days quarantine, to, you know, surviving, to losing their mothers or fathers, to pointing fingers at them, yes.
And how would you say these survivors are being treated in Sierra Leone? How would you say they're being treated?
Well,
from your own point of view.
From my point of view, you know, I think they need to be treated more in a, you know, in a more, how can I say this? You know, they deserve more because, you see, a survivor has gone through us. A survivor has seen death in his eyes and survived Ebola and came back to life. This is how I look at it. So I would really want the government to actually help him, you know, and make these people feel special. You know, survivors need the most care they could. Some of them, you know, lost a whole family. You know, you could say children. You know, you have some orphanage children right now who survived Ebola. They have no father, no mother, no schooling, nothing. These people are off in the provinces. Nobody knows about them.
That's true.
If anybody out there is listening to me, you know, these survivors need your help. You know, they need your help financially. They need your, you know, in any kind of way. You know, what Nasser did was doing a music for them, which they really appreciated, you know. But we really need to, you know, join hands and help them more.
You know, okay, I would say we would not just put everything on the government, but what about the people that are marginalizing, some of these people that have survived the Ebola? You know, some of them have been kicked out of their houses. We've seen examples. We've had them on the news. Some of them have been kicked out of their houses. Some family members don't want to take children that have survived Ebola, that have lost parents. So, you know, this is getting too much.
Exactly. Many were kicked out. Many were marginalized. Many were stigmatized. I think now people understand that an Ebola patient is, you know, healthier than me and you, Mr. Gandhi. Mm. You know, these people, antibiotics, you know, 10 times more than me and you. Immune system is very, very, very strong. Any, like you could say, 10 times, you know, me and you. And they can never have Ebola anymore. So now the people know that these guys are actually immune, and you know they are even, you know, healthier than we speaking on, you know, to them.
Okay.
The only thing, you know, if there's if there's any survivor in Sierra Leone or, you know, in Africa listening to us, you know, they should abstain, you know, sex for 3 months, you know, if you're a survivor.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm sure they've had that. I'm not a medical person. I don't know much about that, but I'm sure they've had that. You've done your research, and you're saying that. Okay, now I just want to thank you again, Nasser Ayub, for being on the show today. And, you know, but the younger folks are out there, and they're looking up to people like you. They want to, when they grow up, they want to be like somebody like you. But what advice would you give to them?
Well, my advice is to the kids, you know, out there, listen to us, you know, concentrate on your education. You know, education is the key to success. And, you know, if you think you have a hobby, you know, you want to excel in it, you know, go ahead, speak to your parents about it. Let them, you know, give you the go ahead. And once the whole family, you know, is behind you, I'm sure you will set your goals.
All right. Well, that's the voice of Nasser Ayub from Sierra Leone. And once again, I want to say thank you so much. I know you have a lot of fans out there across Sierra Leone and across the world that will be listening to you. Just want to say hi to them.
To all my fans and the fans of Sierra Leone music industry and Africa as a whole, this is Nasser Ayub. I love you all. One love. Thank you, Mr. David Bandy. Thanks to VOA. And one love.
All right. With that now, I want to say thank you so much for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. And as I leave, I will leave you with one of my favorite tracks from Nasser Ayub. He says the girls, them love this beat. The kids, them love this beat. The old people, them love this beat. And I love this beat. This love, it dey inside me. All right. That's my track that I'm going to close the show with today. A Day Inside Me by Nasser Ayub from Sierra Leone. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington saying bye-bye.
Nasser Ayub. A Day Inside Me. So fresh and pretty, I want make it be me shorty, but they just they make by me. Girl, I wanna be with you, and I wanna make you mine. Want you to be with me, till the end of time. I really want you to know, and I don't want you to go. Me and you go do the rubber dance. Oh,
Be there inside me. You For sure you say na me, now you right man. I want for treat you proper, I want pull you pass suffer. Anything you want I go offer, but you just didn't make for me. Girl, I wanna be with you, and I wanna make you mine. Want you to be with me.